Proclamation number 4808 of 31st of December, 1949. Who is it that reveals himself? God, the eternal light. You will always fulfill the will of the one who created you if you want to serve him and commend yourselves to his love and grace. For I will truly not let you go to ruin if you seek assent, if you want to be subject to me. But who is he who speaks to you? Satan is truly unable to influence you who desire God, who desire me, whom your soul strives for, whom you want to belong to and whose children you are through your will. For it is the will which decides which Lord you belong to. My creations are in my adversary's hands as long as their will applies to him, who once turned away from me and thus succumbed to his influence. As soon as this free will of yours pushes towards me, you will also have escaped the adversary's control and he will no longer be able to harm you, even though he still lurks around you as a constant tempter in order to bring you down. But I seize a will turned towards me and no longer tolerate a downward turn. If you are willing to listen to me, to hear my voice, then I will also fulfill your desire, for anyone whose will turns towards me belongs to me, he is past the test of will on earth. He is an aspirant of the spiritual kingdom in which the free spirits dwell close to me. And if he now hears my voice, then he need no longer fear deception, no error and no untruth. Then he will be in contact with me, who is the eternal truth himself. But his will is always decisive. But you must test yourselves as to whether your will applies to me. For it is the desire of the heart, not the language of the mouth, which I evaluate. A person can use the same words with which another expresses the desire of the heart, and yet his thoughts and aspirations can be turned towards the world, which is my adversary's kingdom. I myself certainly know about the human being's will. Yet the fellow human being can be deceived by pious words of which the heart knows nothing. Then Satan can certainly intervene and influence the human being's thoughts so that he expresses what is not my will. But then it is not I who speaks in the human being, but the human being himself speaks, driven by Satan. He speaks his own words, which are not the working of the Spirit. But anyone with a humble heart who offers his services to me, who appeals to me for help and grace, who renounces the world and strives to fulfill my will not give the enemy of his soul a target of attack. He will be completely seized by me and protected from evil influence because I know his will. Anyone who prays to me in spirit and in truth is also in love. Otherwise he does not possess the living faith in me which enables him to pray in spirit and in truth. And my love also applies to him, which would never let him run into a fire so that he would get burnt. Therefore, anyone who prays in spirit and in truth hears me speak, for Satan will not approach him because I am present and he shuns me and my nearness. To anyone who wants to hear me, I will also reveal myself as God and Creator, as Father and Eternal Spirit of Infinity, and my words will touch his heart so that he will recognize who is speaking to him and will never be able to doubt, for the words of love are unmistakable, just as the words of the one who expresses himself under a mask, in the garment of light, to those who are in bondage to him through their own will, are also recognizable. At the end of days there will be much error and lies, and the truth will seem to be darkened everywhere. Error and truth will walk side by side, unrecognized by most, yet the light of truth will shine brighter and soon eclipse all false lights, for I myself choose people as bearers of truth who have a strong will which is entirely meant for me. And these will carry the light everywhere and protect it so that it will not go out, They will courageously face my adversary and blind him with a bright light so that he will flee back into darkness, so that he will avoid all those who are in my service as bearers of light. For he knows that I myself am the light which illuminates the darkness, which he can never ever extinguish. Amen.